from Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live! And now, Jimmy Kimmel!
Oh, we had a beautiful weekend. You know what I did this weekend, Guillermo?
No, what you did, Jimmy?
I went to Disneyland.
Oh, wow, that's nice.
No kids, I went by myself. And I texted them a bunch of pictures of me on the rides. They were good sports about it. They really were. Now, we are, week three now of the people versus Donald Trump? Yes, week three. Trump's hush money trial had the day off today in New York, giving our former president a well-deserved chance to nap and fart at home. And according to one of his friends, Trump has been miserable in court. He said there is no more horrible thing for Donald Trump than just having to sit there and be quiet. Well, he's really, if that's the case, he's going to love prison. He's going to have a great time. The Tooth Fairy was in an outside court on Friday where he got the weekend off to a hilarious start.
I want to start by wishing my wife, Melania, a very happy birthday. It'd be nice to be with her, but I'm at a courthouse for a rape trial. It's a rape trial. Terrible. But we're doing very well in this rape trial. Everybody knows it. Yesterday was a big day, but I do have to begin by wishing Melania happy birthday.
Oh, how sweet. How sweet. Isn't that, you know, you could also call her on the phone. How oblivious do you have to be to wish your wife a happy birthday outside the courtroom where you're on trial for paying off a porn star? Melania spent the day at a home in Florida, quietly celebrating with her prenup on Friday. But and this can't be good for Trump's mood. He's been asking people to please show up to protest outside of the courtroom, and some of them actually have. Or maybe that was his building. I don't leave it in New Yorkers to welcome their hometown hero back with open arms. Trump was in Miami yesterday for a little get-together with a favorite punching bag named Ron DeSantis. Ronnie and Donnie met for several hours. They say the team said they knew the meeting went well when DeSantis came out of the room with Trump's body bronzer all over his face. Word is DeSantis promised to raise money for Trump's campaign. I would have loved to have been in that room. Trump going, no, I called you meatball in a good way. Poor Ron DeSantis, what a pathetic little worm. They say he did it because he wants to run for president again in 2028, which that seems like a great idea. What he doesn't realize is Trump is also gonna be running for president again in 2028. But for now, Trump has Ron DeSantimonious, as he called him. He has his little white boots in his corner, and he'll need them because he isn't getting much help from his dummy sons.
They're going after a guy for a $130,000 payment? Every time they shut down the FDR drive, it costs 50 times that. Mm. No one believes it. All while in New York, you can't go into Duane Reade, you can't go into CVS and buy skin lotion. Because it has to be locked behind plexiglass because theft is so high.
You can tell by the use of the word skin lotion that Eric Trump has never been in a Duane Reade or a CVS. I can't get my skin lotion without asking for it. Poor guy hasn't been able to touch himself for months. He's really... And of course, no Eric Trump Fox appearance would be complete without a thick round of my father's.
My father's feeling great. When my father went up to Harlem, they're trying to tie my father up. They want to torture my father. My father, 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 my father feels great.
Yes, I'm sure. Probably because of all the skin lotion he's been hoarding, you know? Listen, kid, I don't know how to put it to you, but your father thinks your name is Derek, okay? Speaking of disappointing sons, over the weekend, Trump posted five times about RFK Jr. He wrote, why did Jr.'s family go so bonkers at the thought of him running against crooked Joe Biden because they are radical left lunatics? They can't conceive of their even more liberal brother running as anything else. MAGA 2024, don't waste your vote on Kennedy. Trump wants to position Kennedy Jr. as a left winger because he knows he might siphon off some of the anti-vaxxer vote he's expected to get. You can see the overlap here. Trump needs to do everything he can to protect the crazy vote, including, are you familiar with a boxer named Ryan Garcia? If you are not, this will give you an idea of what Ryan is about.
You guys hate on me because I'm pretty and man, that's
you know, Jesus is coming back, and I have predicted that there will be earthquake June 6th.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is king, king of kings, king of kings. You, motherfucker, talking about my mom and father. Yeah, that fear coming in your mouth like a bitch, dog. I'll put my in your mouth, bitch.
Ryan, thank you, the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
No, you can see he's a pretty solid individual, so you'll never guess where Ryan Garcia showed up over the weekend. Oh, did you guess Mar-a-Lago? In that case, you got it right.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Let's see what you got, Bass Hands.
Donald Trump 2024.
Yeah, but remember Smoking Joe Frazier? That's smoking everything, Frazier. I mean, if you told me that was video from an insane asylum, I wouldn't bat an eye. In football news, the NFL draft wrapped up on Saturday in Detroit, and of all the players drafted, I would like to give an honorable mention to wide receiver Brian Thomas Jr. He was selected 23rd by the Jacksonville Jaguars, but his mom ran away with the award for most valuable parent.
I'm just happy for him because he put in a lot of work, you know what I'm saying? So it's awesome. That's all I can tell you. It's awesome. It's an awesome feeling.
Sandra, how far has this family come?
We came from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
It's more than 1,000 miles, so it's... Another standout from the draft was Buffalo Bills first pick, Keon Coleman, who clearly has interests outside of just football.
Got you a coat from here?
Nah, man, you forgot I went to school in Michigan for 2 years? Guess where I got this from, though. That's what I'm saying, you got to guess. You're going to be wrong, though, but guess.
Time is up.
Nah. Macy's, what you mean? they be on sale on the rack, all the colors. Look, $79.89. Nice little deal. You can get the trench coat for like $100. Nice little, I'll take it up personally. I might go get some more colors. I need a blue one and another red one.
It's like a text from my mother, you know? And the best part about that clip is there's more of it.
There's good Thanksgiving sales, too. That's what I usually do.
See, I ain't know nothing about Thanksgiving. I shop like my mama. I get my coats in the summertime. You gotta shop a season or two before, just in case, you know, and it be cheaper. Cause you go on Thanksgiving, everybody in Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I do, yeah, but I feel like others might not. Smart guy, he also buys turkeys on the 4th of July, so. You know, there are a lot of characters vying to be Donald Trump's running mate right now. One of them is South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. And part of what you do when you run for, when you want to be a running mate, is you write a book and you outline your worldview, you tell your life story. Governor Noem did that. She has a forthcoming memoir called No Going Back, The Truth on What's Wrong with Politics and How We Move America Forward. It comes out next month, but what we know from the excerpts that were released by The Guardian is that Kristi Noem shot her 14-month-old dog. She wrote, "I hated that dog. Cricket was untrainable, dangerous to anyone she came in contact with, and less than worthless as a hunting dog. And when Cricket got out of the car and chomped on the neighbor's chickens, at that moment, she says, I realized I had to put her down." So Cricket was a puppy, a wire-haired pointer. She was training it to hunt pheasant. By her own account, she dragged Cricket to a gravel pit and shot the dog. It was not a pleasant job, she wrote, but it had to be done. No, didn't, but she also says she shot the family goat in the gravel pit. And then I guess somebody realized maybe this wasn't a great story to share with the world, so she posted, "We love animals, but tough decisions like this happen all the time on a farm. Sadly, we just had to put down 3 horses a few weeks ago that had been in our family 25 years. Just to recap, for those who are horrified, she shot a puppy and a goat. She would like you to know she also shoots horses. Who would write this? Now, this is a great example of how stupid these people are. This woman, not only does she want to be vice president, she's the governor of South Dakota. I don't know how big her staff is, but I'm guessing she has at least a dozen people working for her, probably more. Not one of those dozen or dozens of people raised their hand and said, governor, do you think maybe not a great idea to share that story about shooting a whole petting zoo at your house? Maybe we save shooting a puppy in a gravel pit for the next book, you know? This is a crazy person. I have to say, I'm afraid of what she might do when she finds out how many chickens her favorite president has killed. Obviously, this is a public relations disaster, completely of her own making, but Team Gnome is working hard to try to somehow give this a positive spin.
South Dakota isn't just the best place in America to do business. It's also the best place to live, work, and play. If you like what you see, if you value our approach to reducing government and increasing personal freedom, we'd love to have you come join us. Come grow your company, live your life, achieve your dreams. We can make it happen for you right now. Because South Dakota means business.
And that is the end of Kristi Noem. Even Trump won't pick a puppy killer, right? This is a bit of a blow because Trump would probably benefit from selecting a woman as his running mate, and she was probably his top choice. According to a new poll from the New York Times, only 31% of American females think Trump respects women, whereas 54% of men think he does. They think he respects women either a lot or some. Mr. Grab'em by the has total respect for women. He's a regular glory hole Steinem, this guy. He respected his ex-wife so much he buried her on the best hole on his golf course. I know it's just a poll, but it's shocking to hear that a majority of men believe Donald Trump respects women. I mean,
not as much as I do, Jimmy.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Sorry, I was just saying Donald Trump doesn't respect women as much as I do. I respect women deeply.
Okay, good to know. I'm in the middle of a monologue.
No matter what Beth says.
Look, I don't know what, I don't have time for whatever's going on here.
Who's Beth, you ask? Well, sure, no. We could get into all of it. Ally coming through. Excuse me.
I'm not at all.
Okay, so just to recap for everybody, Beth is my ex who thought I fundamentally misunderstood what it means to respect women or whatever, but look at this, Beyonce. So.
Yeah, I see that, but this really is not.
Women's stories matter, okay? I saw Barbie, I loved it.
I don't know why you're being defensive. Nobody even...
I loved Barbie even more than a lot of real movies.
What? Real movies? What do you mean real?
And how about that Caitlin Clark, huh? Come on. I mean, really? Honestly, I prefer women's basketball. That's just me.
Okay. Hey, can you name a second female basketball player?
Steph Curry?
No, Steph... Steph Curry is a man.
Okay, all right. The sexy bunny from Space Jam?
Not technically a
woman.
Look,
it doesn't, but look, we're not so different, you and I, okay? Mm. Our love languages are touch. Mm-hmm. We both respect women.
Yeah.
And because of that, we watch a lot of lesbian pornography.
Yeah, no, that's not true, and I'd really rather you didn't touch me.
Jim, do you know how long it's been since I've gotten to respect a woman in the flesh?
A really long time?
It's been a really long time, okay? Yeah. But you know what? That's what being an ally is all about, respecting women from a distance. And for me, that distance is legally 500 feet.
Okay.
Happy now, Beth?
It's time for you to go.
Okay,
now.
It's not history, it's herstory.
Right.
Okay? Yeah. This is what a feminist looks like. Where's Emily Blunt? I'm gonna respect her.
Anyone else have anything? No? All right. We have a fun show tonight.
Remember to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.